From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea says its successful test of an intercontinental ballistic missile proves it can carry a large nuclear warhead. The U.S. Defense Department has confirmed Pyongyang did test launch an ICBM. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said it represents a new escalation of threat to the U.S. and called for global action to halt it. The Hwasong-14 flew less than 40 minutes Tuesday, getting an altitude of more than 2,800 kilometers and a distance of more than 900 kilometers. But RAND Corporation analyst Bruce Bennett said it's not yet a direct threat to the U.S. mainland.
We do have to remember, though, that this missile only had about a 6,500-kilometer range from what people are estimating, which would allow them to reach parts of Alaska, but certainly not to either Hawaii or the continental United States. So they've still got a ways to go before they really have a threat to the United States other than in Alaska.
UN Security Council, which has approved past resolutions prohibiting the North's missile and nuclear programs, will hold an emergency meeting later on Wednesday. The UN Children's Agency said a cholera outbreak in South Sudan has now spread to 9 states. Christoph Bullerak said over a million malnourished children are at risk.
The current outbreak in South Sudan has spread to 23 counties across 9 states. It's clearly an additional threat on children in a country where 1.1 million children are malnourished and almost 290,000 children suffer severe acute malnutrition.
He said there are 9 times more likely to contract the disease. UNICEF said nearly 7,000 cases have been recorded this year, including 174 fatalities. This is VOA News.